The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program are selected from the period Monday, September 15th through Sunday, September 28th, 2025. The commentary for September was written by Emma Rosero Nordom. She was born in Tumaco, Colombia, and retired from Boston University, where she trained students in methods of teaching Spanish as a second language. As a deacon, she has served especially the Latino community, empowering women, creating training and mentorship programs, and focusing on social and racial justice. Now, the commentary for Monday begins with a passage from John chapter 12, verse 36a. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light. In my work as a deacon, I serve communities of faith. I go around neighborhoods and visit homes. I listen, I share, and I strive to be an instrument of God's love. I enthusiastically remind everyone that we carry the light of Christ in our being, and that by believing in it, we are sons and daughters of light. I explain that to be light is to shine by loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, serving with love and humility in the name of Christ. Almost immediately, I perceive a change in the countenance of the person listening. There's a sparkle in the eyes, heartfelt smiles, and a sincere longing to be that light. A generous desire springs up in their hearts to offer themselves to whatever is needed, ready to be the shining light of Christ. And now I'm going to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 31 through 36a. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light." And the moving forward question for this Monday is, in what ways are you a child of light, and how do you shine in your life of faith? The commentary for Tuesday begins with a passage from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Here's the commentary. Wisdom in this life comes from our lived experiences, plus that which we learned from our ancestors, our family members, mentors, and the street itself. However, in this letter of Paul, we see that true wisdom is a gift from God. It goes beyond all earthly knowledge, and God grants it to us if we ask in faith, prayer, and praying with fervor. This wisdom offers us everything we need to live whole lives. We rejoice in God who makes us dwell in Christ Jesus. God is our wisdom, justification, sanctification, and redemption. How do our faith communities understand both wisdoms? The answer is that both come from God, and earthly wisdom leads us to wisdom in Christ Jesus. And now I'm going to read this full passage from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 20 through 31. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. And the moving forward question for this Tuesday, what prayer do you pray to God to grant your wisdom? The commentary for Wednesday begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18b through 20. He saw two brothers casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. This is how to respond to a call that leaves no room for indecision. This call runs through every fiber of our body and soul. It is a fire that drives us to leave everything behind. I work with a group of homeless people struggling with addiction. Once I asked them where they spend the night, and they described the places with many names they had given them. La Milpa, the cornfield. La Loma, the mound. Las Rocas, the rocks. El Planchon, the decking. Las Banquitas, the benches. When we talk about Jesus' call, these wandering souls understand that Jesus is calling them to a radical change in their lives. In my prayers, I always ask God for intercessions on behalf of this group, and I list one by one all the places where they sleep. La Milpa, La Loma, Las Rocas, El Planchon, Las Banquitas. And now I'm going to read from the full gospel for this Wednesday. It is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 25. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two older brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. And the moving forward question for this day is, how is Jesus calling you to serve the world? The commentary for Thursday begins with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. This passage defines the word blessed to mean fortunate, favored, and happy, and Jesus invites us to live in deep union with God. He calls us to repent of our mistakes, to be meek and pure in heart, merciful and thirsty for righteousness, and to sow paths of peace. In many of our minority communities, we work zealously for justice and peace. In many of our nations, our human dignity has been trampled underfoot. Centuries of oppression and violence keep us under the pain and trauma of what we have experienced. Healing from long-standing opprobrium is a long road, both individually and as a community. Progress has been made, although there is still much to be done. For the Latino community, I have created a program called Ser Comunidad Amada, Being Beloved Community. We gather as a group, tell our story from its beginnings, learn about our biases, and commit to being and living as a beloved community. And now I'm going to read the full gospel for this day, this Thursday, from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That, of course, is the Beatitudes, and the question for this day is, in what ways do you feel blessed? Now we turn to the commentary for Friday of this week. We begin with a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Migration is a reality in many Latin American countries. Overnight, people find themselves in danger of losing their lives, being enslaved, or losing what they need to survive. I worked as a chaplain to English-speaking clergy and laity who wanted to hear and see up close how, by God's grace, men, women, and children managed to cross borders and reach this country. We organized an event with immigrant families who were willing to tell their stories. The nonverbal language was more eloquent than their words. Through the descriptions of miraculous journeys, the audience perceived the light in those tired eyes. The newcomers looked to heaven in praise and gratitude and held in their hands chains with the Virgin's medal and the Blessed Scapular. I carry that light in me and will never stop giving glory to God for them. Now I'm going to read the full passage from Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 16. I'm also going to read from this day 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 for 23 through 23. First, Matthew. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evils against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Now I'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 23. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If you think that you are wise in this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast about human leaders, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the present or the future. All belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. And the moving forward question for this Friday is, have you heard stories from newcomers to this country? Do you pray to God for them? The commentary for Saturday begins with a passage from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. This is from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and 2a. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elijah were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elijah said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." In the living room of my childhood home, says the commentator, there was a special corner for the Holy Bible. It was a large book with golden covers. Only my mom could open or read it. We listened in silence. I often looked for the illustrations of the stories that my mother read to us. I remember the one of Elijah being caught up to heaven in a whirlwind of fire. In moments of distress, I have asked God to take me to heaven in the same way. These days, I have come to realize the importance of Elijah, Elijah's companion. My mother told us that there are faithful friends who will always be by our side and will never abandon us. They are true guardian angels, sweet companions, night and day. And now I'm going to read from the second book of Kings in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elijah said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elijah, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elijah, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elijah said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elijah kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elijah went over. When the company of prophets who were at Jericho saw him at a distance, they declared, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elijah." They came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. They said to him, "See now, we have 50 strong men among your servants. Please let them go and seek your master. It may be that the Spirit of the Lord has caught him up and thrown him down on some mountain or into some valley." He responded, "No, do not send them." But when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, "Send them." So they sent 50 men who searched for 3 days but did not find him. When they came back to him, he had remained at Jericho. He said to them, "Did I not say to you, do not go?" And the moving forward question for this Saturday is, who are your guardian angels? And as we near the end of the program, the commentary for Sunday begins with a passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 13. "No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." I worked on the Spanish translation of Miguel Escobar's book, The Unjust Steward, I learned about the history of generosity toward the needy in the first Christian communities, and how, after centuries of helping the poor and the homeless, the church today often turns a blind eye to human beings in need. Jesus says that it is not possible to love the wealthy accumulated through work, accept the poverty of others, and believe that in this way we grow the kingdom of God. The church includes wealthy communities that operate with sumptuous budgets, yet sometimes I feel that some of them don't think much about their surrounding communities. In certain neighborhoods, poverty is alarming, and that is where we are all called to serve. And now I'll read from the Gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do. When I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, 'And how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly, for the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also is much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, you will entrust to you the true riches. And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." And the moving forward question, do you know how your pledge money is being used in your faith community? And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. I'm George Douglas. Thanks so much for joining me today. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time.